We bleed the same blood. We share the same home. And we salute the same great American flag. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk to get Dimitri 5 days a week. Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri encore and dangerously local Thursdays and Fridays. Steve Novotny 5 days a week, all right here at the River Talk, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, the River Talk Radio Network. I want to talk with you before we talk more about this Form Energy fiasco and this Orwellian doublespeak statement of theirs and the math that makes no sense at all. I'm telling you, these are huge, huge, huge red flags. They opened their doors in September. Let's see, September to October is 1 month. October to November is 2. November to December, 3. December to January, 4. We just started the 5th. Month, and already they're restructuring and streamlining. They've been open 3 or 4 months now, and they're already streamlining and restructuring. They're firing people. Already they're firing people. We'll get to that. Also want to talk with you about my clients. I love my clients. My clients are people with whom I do business that I'm so impressed with. That I share this information with you. These are paid advertisers, and I do personal endorsements, but only for people who I love and respect and am proud to do business with. Herb Electric, Ohio Valley Waste Systems, Jeff Ross, Jeff's Auto Body, Collisions Repair, The Fat Apple, Deluxe Doors. Joe's great. Deluxe Doors. And of course, Serena Heckathorn. Serena Heckathorn is gold. When I first started talking about Serena Heckathorn and Health Markets Insurance Agency with offices in Steubenville and St. Clairsville, I just started talking about how I felt about her as a person and also as an insurance agent and then eventually as a friend. And it just came naturally to me that it was Serena Heckathorn is gold. I didn't really think about coming up with that slogan or that motto, but that's how I felt about her and still do. And that's why I am so proud to tell everyone about Health Markets Insurance Agency. There are an awful lot of people. I eat out from time to time. Not a lot, but some from time to time. And I talk with lots of servers, lots of waiters and waitresses. And I'm no longer surprised, but I was surprised how many of them do not have health insurance. Because I ask them, you know, you're looking for low-cost health insurance. Oh, yeah, we don't have any. And I said, well, you need to get in touch with Serena Heckathorn, Health Markets Insurance Agency. Their new office in St. Clairsville and certainly the one in Steubenville next to the KFC. These are great people. Michaela and Mary and Dustin and all of them are just absolutely wonderful people, and they give you great service. All because of the owner, Serena Heckathorn. Serena Heckathorn really is gold. She really keeps an eye out on overseeing everything and making sure that all of her agents, Health Markets Insurance agents, provide incredible service. And again, Leslie and I used her for years. I wouldn't think of using anyone other than Serena Heckathorn and Health Markets because Serena Heckathorn is gold. Give her a call. St. Clairsville, Steubenville, Facebook, Health Markets Insurance Agency, Serena Heckathorn. She is gold. She really is. All right. back to the story here about Form Energy. I'm reading their statement, and I'm telling you, it is, as far as I can tell, simply Orwellian doublespeak. And of course, the local media just regurgitates it because that the local media is simply an extension of the PR departments of government and business. That's all they are. That's no critical thinking whatsoever. None. But as I'm reading this statement, I'm pointing out the incredible inconsistencies and the way that they contradict themselves in their own statement. They're reducing their workforce 5% of total employees. Not employees at Weirton's Form Energy, but total employees, which could be in the thousands or tens of thousands with Form Energy. God only knows how many they have throughout the world. And yet they're saying, what we can share is that Form Energy is growing. They actually say this in their statement, as they're telling us in their statement that they're firing people. You're not growing. You're lying. You're cutting jobs. You're, quote, streamlining. That means you're cutting jobs. Roles, you're cutting roles. And yet they're saying in their own statement, oh, yeah, we're growing. And here's the math that makes me just, it's like, again, their statement, Form Energy statement. Today, we have more than 350 team members at Form Factory 1, that's in Weirton, I guess, 350 employees. Nearly 40 open roles. They haven't filled 40 positions. And already they're firing people. And we expect to hire many more employees at the factory this year. Well, let's do the math. Remember, these multi-billionaires, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, and others, said that they would have 750 jobs at Form Energy in Weirton. They did not say they would hire 750 West Virginians, or even Americans for that matter. For all I know, maybe they've hired all these people working remotely from India. I don't know. Do you? Seems to me like it's something we should know, I would say. But they said 750. They opened their doors in September. They told us 750. They got $250 million from West Virginia taxpayers. And they're telling us here in their own statement. Today we have more than 350 team members at Form Energy One, nearly 40 open roles. 40. You told us 750 employees. 750, that's what you told us to get $250 million from these poor people in West Virginia. 750. You have roughly 350 employees. And you're telling us you have 40 open roles? 40 job openings? Shouldn't that be 400? We'll do the math. They promised us 750. They're telling us they have only 350. Isn't the difference there 400 as opposed to 40? Shouldn't that be 400, nearly 400 open roles? Because that's what they promised us. But now it's only 40 open roles, not 400 open roles. And yet they got all of our money. And we're supposed to believe this crap? Okay. So it's one thing to bitch about this. It's quite another to do something about it. As I say from time to time, bitching is easy, fixing is hard. Here's Dimitri's fix. What I'm going to do today is I'm going to reach out to the state of West Virginia, the legislature, the Senate, and I'm going to reach out to the head of the Energy Committee of the West Virginia State Senate. His name is Chris Rose, State Senator Chris Rose, the second senatorial state senate district in West Virginia. It covers also Marshall County and points east and south. Great guy. Full disclosure, I endorsed him 100% behind him with a fraction of the money that compared to Dr. Maroney, the phony baloney Maroney. Chris Rose defeated him. Chris Rose, a real MAGA guy, a real Trump guy, a real Dimitri guy. What I'm going to do today is I'm going to reach out to Chris Rose, State Senator Chris Rose, who's the head of the Energy Committee in Charleston, and say, Chris, is there any way that you can conduct hearings, subpoena people regarding Form Energy to find out what the hell is going on with this company? They promised us 750 jobs. I don't see anywhere where the jobs were promised to West Virginians. For all I know, all the jobs are going to workers in India who are working remotely. I don't know. But shouldn't that be something we should know, considering the citizens of West Virginia were forced by the rhinos, the Republican establishment, to subsidize this company? Shouldn't we know everything connected with the finances regarding this Form Energy, since we gave them a third of $1 billion to build these batteries, and you're the head of the Energy Committee with the state of West Virginia? The state senate, I should say, of West Virginia. I don't know if Chris Rose has that kind of authority, being the chair of the Energy Committee. But if he doesn't have it, he will know who does. And I've got to tell you, I'm going to do whatever I can to encourage him and Mike Stewart and others in the state senate there to do a very, very deep, thorough dive into everything connected with this company, this Form Energy. 750 jobs they promise us, and now they're telling us they have only 40 openings and only 350 employees. They should have 400 openings to reach the 750 they promised us. And are any of these jobs going to West Virginians? I think it's really important for the state to know, considering we were forced to give them a third of $1 billion, don't you? So there you have it. This is what I'm going to do about this. I'm going to reach out to State Senator Chris Rose, a great, great guy, a real Trump guy, real MAGA guy, fourth generation coal miner. And I will make the strongest case that I can make to see if he or someone else or some other committee in the state senate can hold hearings and subpoena people with Form Energy to find out what the hell is really going on with them. Where are the 750 jobs? Has anyone been hired from West Virginia? Why are you telling us there are only 40 openings when there should be 400 openings? You've been open only since September, and already you're now concerned about your financial viability? You're treading water? Are you friggin' kidding me? The state of West Virginia has to hold Form Energy accountable, and I will do whatever I can on my end using this to make that happen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. nation, under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.